Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you to everyone that has called in and those that are listening to us via the World Wide Web and those that are on Blog Talk and those that will be listening via the archive. So I thank God for the awesome privilege of Smile3E and for ministering with one of my older sisters, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I thank God for her. I thank God for her faithfulness. I thank her for how she not only loves God, but she loves the people of God and ministry. We will be starting off and doing the program a little differently today. I will be starting off, and then Minister Sheila will join in. I just thank God for our foundational scripture that he's given us, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So this is Cecilia, and I'm going to do a quick recap from last Sunday. Last Sunday we talked about the word. We talked about words, realizing the spoken word that comes from various people depending on the person and the position and the office and the title that they carry has different weight and has different power. Additionally, we talked about how words are like ammunition, and sometimes that ammunition is like a knife or a fork or a gun or a tank. It has various different things, and how various civil rights activists and leaders use words that were spoken and sung and written and things of that sort to set us free and to give us the right to vote. And so some of those words are even things that we still live by today. And we have to remember that the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:8, but now we also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of our mouth. And then James 1:26 reminds us, if any man among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that this man's religion is in vain. And so today, like I said, God gave me something to do it differently. So we're going to be talking about the Word of God, and we're going to be walking out this prayer of his Word and the authority behind his Word. I'm going to share two of the things that God had me write on Facebook. And I say God had me write because the wisdom and the things of God that is given to me in my mind, I don't see that I could come up with it, because if any man lacks wisdom, he's to ask God, and I definitely need his wisdom. It says, I'm praying that we start to look like Christ, not like any of the ungodly addictions that people are having. And yes, we ask the Lord to break it, to break all the ungodly conditions and addictions in Jesus' name. And I reminded everyone that God has me praying for miracle signs and wonders. And then he also had me put on there about how I can hear God, Holy Spirit, was saying to me, miracle signs and wonders, miracle signs and wonders, that he's going to draw us closer to him. And it had me acknowledge the fact that our family has gone through two losses in one day already, and how we're dealing with various tribulations, but I can still hear God saying miracle signs and wonders. Even in the midst of sorrows and tears, miracle signs and wonders. Even in the midst of the coronavirus, miracle signs and wonders. Even in the midst of what appears to be the end times, miracle signs and wonders. Even in economic and racist agendas and manipulative agendas of others, I can still hear God saying miracle signs and wonders. I can hear God saying miracle signs and wonders when I read Psalms 23, Psalms 91, Matthew 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and Revelation. But I also woke up this morning hearing God through a melody that says, Zion is calling me to a higher place of prayer. Zion is calling me to a higher state of prayer. Zion is calling me to a higher place of prayer. So let us pray. Father God, I repent for myself, and I intercede for politicians and for humanity, for leadership, leadership in the church, the clergy, the clerics, from the pulpit to the door and outside of it. Father God, I pray for teachers and students and workers in the schools and the classrooms. Father God, I pray for families. I pray for people on their jobs. I pray for this world, young and old, adults, children, born and unborn. Father God, I pray that people would repent for sins of commission and omission, those things thought or conceived in their heart or even ignored. Father God, I pray this morning because we've gotten it backwards, Father God. I pray on this morning because we've sinned before you, God, and even humanity. Father God, we've turned away from you. We've forsaken your statutes and your commandments. We've even called those things which are wrong, right, and right, wrong. Father God, you called us to love your people, to love one another, to love you, God. Father God, I repent, for we've gone after other gods. We've worshiped other gods. We've even included ourselves in ungodly and wicked desires. Father God, forgive us for sinning against you. Forgive us for sinning against Jesus. Forgive us for sinning against your Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to stay the hand of God, Father God, for you've allowed these plagues to consume us, whether they're plagues that we needed for correction or these man-made plagues of experiments. Father God, we ask you to stop the plagues of ungodly diseases of genocide, of self-genocide, God, of AIDS and HIV and ungodly addictions and attractions and appetites and wrong callings and doings. Father God, you're allowing these very addictions and plagues to consume us, to pluck us out at the very root of the lie of idolatry and pride, for the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. God, we repent in America for abiding in a type of Sodom and Gomorrah life and lifestyle and in this world. Father God, we repent for each and every sin of pride and wickedness, sins of ignorance, God. We repent for those things seen and those things unseen, those things known and those things unknown. Father God, we repent for forsaking you, God, for forsaking the one and only true and living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our parents and our grandparents, the things that this nation was founded on. For even on our currency, we said, in God we trust, God, and that God was supposed to be you. Father God, I pray Psalms 91 that says, whosoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge, and his faithfulness will be your shield and wrapper. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels commanding concerning to guard you in all your ways. They will lift up in their hands. They will lift you up, and they will not strike your foot against the stone, and you will tread on the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent, because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, and he will acknowledge my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father God, your word and the Bible declares, take your plague away from me. I am ravaged by the touch of your hand, according to Psalm 39 and 11. Father God, furthermore, your Bible even declares, pity, have pity on me in this entire world, God. Lord, for I am weak, and heal me, Lord, for my bones are shuddering. Oh, God, as it is even prayed in Psalm 6:3. Father God, according to Psalm 41:5, the word says, please, Lord, take note of me. Heal me, although I have sinned against you. Father God, your word declares in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth all over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, Matthew 8:8 says, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be here. Father God, Daddy God, be merciful, tender-hearted God. I cry for mercy for America, for the church, for the saved, the unsaved. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Mercy fit every one of our cases. Father God, we need your grace and your mercy. We thank you because you could have already utterly consumed us and annihilated each and every one of us. Oh, but God, you have allowed us to be in a reprobate state that would utterly destroy this world and one another. Father God, I pray for your mercy, Lord. Please stay the plagues of starvation and malnutrition of good. And God, it seems like we don't know what's good any longer. God, help us to know what an ungodly appetite is. For God, there's ungodly appetites that have been loosed in this world because we have forgotten you, God, because we have gotten it backwards, God, because we have sinned against you. We have sinned against humanity. God, we have sinned against you with pride, with our own selfishness. God, we have sinned against you, God, by not humbling ourselves. God, we have sinned against you, God. Please, I ask you, remove the pride. Remove any and everything that will cause you not to hear us, to grant us our prayer on today, God. We dedicate our whole lives. We dedicate our whole heart to you, God. Hear us, God. Give us your wisdom. God, although we don't have, and I don't have the wisdom of King Solomon or his riches, God, I pray 2 Chronicles 7 that says, if you shut up heaven that there be no rain, and if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send the pestilence upon my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will hear the land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that has been made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. As for thee, if thou would walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my commandments and my judgments, then I shall establish the throne of thy kingdom accordingly, as I have coveted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. God, we thank you for what you did for King Solomon, God, and we ask you to do it for us, God, to stay the plague, O Lord, to not afflict the people with the plague, according to 1 Chronicles 21:17, and according to Jeremiah 17:14, God, we ask that you would heal, God, that you would heal me, heal the land, God, Lord, that we may be healed. Save us, that I may be saved, for all your praises, for you are my praise, God. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, heal all of us in America. Heal all of us in this world, God. Heal us from our ungodly natures and our own godly appetites, God, for we pray that you would hear this prayer this morning and that your fire, God, would come down and consume every ungodly thing unlike you, God. Consume our offerings. Consume our sacrifices of praise, God, so that your Shekinah glory can fill this house, can fill our minds, can fill us. Just consume us, God. Fill us in every fiber of our being in America, God. Consume us spiritually and naturally. Father God, I ask that every cleric, every clergy, every believer, that when they enter the church, when they enter your presence on today and until all plagues that are small and large, known and unknown, man-made or spiritual in America, in this world, are annihilated, are stopped, are consumed. God, we continue before you, God. We continue before you in sin, and I ask you, God, to cause us to have a heart to want to repent, a heart to want to do right by you, God, for we have all of these sins that have so easily beset us, God, that have left us in a state of plagues of sin, plagues of death, plagues of ungodly death, plagues of pride, plagues of HIV and AIDS, plagues called the coronavirus, and much more. Father God, we ask you that you would even heal us of plagues that are genetic plagues, such as gluttony, cardiovascular disease, systemic, mental and psychological and physical and biological and philosophical diseases, alcoholism, drug addiction, those that are prescription and street drugs. Father God, heal us of the plagues of insecurity, institutionalized racism and sexism, and many other prejudice and acts of hatred and discrimination. God, heal us from the desire to even divorce. Father God, Daddy God, heal us of hatred. Heal us of the plague of covetousness and jealousy. God, once again, untimely death that's caused by black-on-black crimes, race wars, poverties, economic disparities, ungodly biases, those things that are known and unknown to us, God, heal us, halt, stop, cease every storm and manifestation of plague. Father God, I ask that you would hear us on today, God. I ask that you would cause us to know that you are our Lord. You are our master. You are our King of kings. Allow us, God, to humble ourselves before you. Allow us, God, to declare humbly with our lips, peace be still, that the fire from God would continue and cause everything to bow down before you, God. We want to be in a posture of worship. We want to be in a posture of praise of you, God. We want your goodness and your mercy to endure forever, Father God. We want you to perpetually see our sacrifices, our dedications of wholehearted worship, not just in the churches, not just in ministry, God, but in these houses that you've given us that are called human bodies. Father God, we ask you for your holiness. Father God, we ask you that we would dedicate your church buildings back to you. Father God, we ask you that you would cause us to even dedicate our bodies back to you. Every fiber of our total being, God, that we would give it back to you, God. Every agenda, every purpose, every plan, God, that we would be called the houses of prayer, not just the buildings, God, but walking, living epistles that are called houses of prayer, God. We dedicate our hearts back to you wholeheartedly. God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. God, we thank you in advance for canceling the plagues. We thank you in advance for calming the storms. God, both spiritually and naturally. God, we thank you for calming and stopping and causing us to know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that these manifestations of economic and financial and emotional and physical and biological and chemical plagues have been caused by our rejection of you, God. Every type of antichrist vehicle or sign and symptom of a so-called virus, whether it's called coronavirus or Ebola or these types of natural plagues of genocide, that you've allowed, God, to correct us. God, that you have allowed mankind to walk in and to be a part of, whether it's HIV or hatred, or whether it's our lack of humbling ourselves before you, God. Our greatest plague known to man, known to humankind, God, has eternal consequences and condemnation, which is being separated from you, oh God, for us willingly and knowingly rejecting you, God, rejecting Jesus, rejecting your Holy Spirit. which results in the ultimate and eternal plague that will never end. Father God, I cry for mercy unto them. Mercy, God, mercy. Mercy, God, mercy. We pray on the day the same way Jonah prayed, and you saved him, God. We pray on today the same way Moses prayed, and you parted the Red Sea. We pray on today, God, the same way Job prayed, and you restored him. We pray on today, God, the same way David prayed, and you strengthened him. We pray on today, God, the same way Peter prayed, and you gave him a vision. God, we pray on today the same way Paul prayed and you healed him. Father, we pray on today the same way Daniel prayed and you delivered him. Father God, we pray on today the same way Hannah prayed, and you gave her a son. Father God, we pray on today the same way Jesus prayed. Not our will, but your will be done. Father God, we pray on today the same way Mary prayed when she said, be it unto her according to your word. Father God, we pray on today for your will and his testimony. Father God, we pray on today for your way, God. Father, we pray on today that you would hear our prayer, that you would say every prayer, near and far, small and large, Father God, we pray on today. Mercy, Lord, we pray unto them in the power of your might, God. Have your way, God. Receive your correction in America, God. We receive your correction in this world, God. I intercede at Anamana se. Oh, and that I'm on this day. Oh, Tracy, get on I'm on this day. God, I intercede for your people on today. And I'm on my God, oh, see, and I'm on today. Oh, Tracy, that I'm on this day. God, I intercede, and I'm on this day. Thank you for the privilege to intercede, and I'm on this day. Oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the honor of interceding for your people, God. I know that you hear us praying, God. We repent for being touched of Sodom
and Gomorrah, God. We repent, God, and I don't know, seek out our moral shit. For not seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And your righteousness, God, we repent for not seeking you early. God, we repent. For we pray. And we come before you, God, with sacrifices of prayer, with every fiber of our total being, God, we repent. We call you Lord. We call you Adonai, Katabashe. We call you our Savior, Andrebasate. We call you Jehovah Tiskenu, Deramandosata. We call you Jehovah God, Deramasate. We call you Jehovah Rapha, Ataramandasa. We call you Sovereign King and Master. God, we call you everything that we need you to be, God. We thank you for healing the land. Forgive us, Lord, as your people. For you are our God, and we are your people, God. We are your creation, God. And we repent, God, for getting it backwards. We repent, God, for always asking for your hand instead of being before you prostrate, saying, God, we need your will to be done, not our will. Be it unto us according to your word, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. For there's a nation waiting on your clergy and your cleric. So we repent for any and every way that we've been unpleasing in your sight. And displeasing in your sight. God, we give our homes back unto you as Hannah did. We give our children grown and that are not grown, that are born and that are not born back unto you, God. We give our jobs. And what you've given us to do on our jobs, God, we give it back to you. We give everything back to you, God. God, we pray for our president. We pray for him, God. And we give the White House back unto you. We give the mayor offices back unto you. We give the governors back unto you. We give the aldermen back unto you. We give the kings and the queens back unto you, God. God, once again, I do not have the wisdom of Solomon and I. I do not have the riches that he had. But I give you the riches of my heart and of my sight. I give you the riches of my worship and my worship. Receive Jesus, for I'm in a session. Unto the Rabasita Rabosaya, no Sakera Rabashe. Unto day, God. For all that I have is yours. All that I will ever be is yours. Hadarabadosikerabashe. I corporately pray with each and every person on the line today, God. And we give you our all. Kadadosiadeke. Holding nothing back, God. We give it all back to you. Marriages, I give it back. Degrees and diplomas are given back to you. Homes and money, whatever, God. Whatever, however, we give it back to you. And we repent forever taking it. Stay the plague. Stay the evil agendas of humankind. Evil agendas of politicians and those that are rich upon those that are poor. Father God, stay the plague of disparities and poverty. Father God, stay the plague of racial war. Father God, stay the plague of an ungodly names and conversations that we have and we give towards one another. Father God, we dedicate this program on this morning and every morning, for you gave us Smile 3E, and every minister, pastor, prophet, doctor, teacher, minister, evangelist, fivefold ministry believer, you partnered us together for your glory. Amen. And amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you at this time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Elect. Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, that was so beautiful, so much needed, and so well heard. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I say, God, I thank you for all the prayers and your blessing and acknowledgement of your love and wisdom that yet we need here on this earth. We need you now, God. We need you. We need you, and I want to thank you. Thank you for the parts of the words, the parts of our lives that Apostle prayed for. Lord, we need your part in our life. We need you to separate, to help us separate the good from the bad. We need the good part that you hold for us, and to release that ugly part that we have carried along. Some of us have some that we know, and some have some that we don't know. But Lord, we need you to part our life from the ugly world. We need you to part our life from the ugly of ourselves, our family that we have. We need that love part that you have, that love prayer, that love life. Lord, we need you in our life. We need to be part of your life, Lord, and we thank you, and we thank the apostle for her words and her prayers. and to ask you to bless us all and to lead us into your part of the life, the part of heaven, the part of the real love and joy, peaceful life. I just want to say thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Now, I just want to ask, is there anyone on the line that might have a word or a testimony of anything to say of acknowledgement to the Apostle's greatness of love to pray for us all that we so much need and need and we need? The lines are now open.
Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I so touch and agree with the woman of God with the powerful, powerful prayer that she just put in there. Well, she has set the atmosphere for us on today to repent and go back to God. I could just hear her singing in my spirit, I need thee, O Lord. Every hour I need thee. I thank God for this woman of God that took the time out to say, I'm going to pray for America. I'm going to pray for my family as well as myself. I'm going to pray. I'm going to hit every part of the Bible that I can on today to let you know that God is more than able. If we just get back on our knees and our face before God and repent and say, God, it's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God, for I repent to you for all that I have not done and all that I have done because I haven't fully done it in your name, Jesus. I thank God for you, woman of God, for the having the nerve, the gall, and the want to pray for us on today. That after this prayer, they used to have a saying in the old days, did anyone leave here wanting? All I want from this point on is for God to just use me in whatever way he sees fit. God, I accept your call on my life. I accept your call to pray even more for the world, God. God, I thank you for whatever you're doing in this season that's going to bring me and America back to our knees, because we know your word said every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. Well, God, I thank you for this service on today. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, saints of God. This is Minister Margot McCoy. I just want to thank Apostle Cecilia for allowing God to use her without reserve, for allowing God to speak through her without any encumbrances, to just open herself up as she did to minister to God's people. Because we're the ones that must repent, are his children. We're the ones that need to repent. We're the ones that have not been on our knees before him. Our hearts have been hardened. We're the ones, praise you, God, that must repent. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for allowing us to see ourselves in this equation. We can't point fingers. We must pray. We must pray. Thank you for praying for us today. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. We go in his power and in his strength. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Margot McCoy. I just want to say thank you, because God has worked out the words through the Apostle today that we all need in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and our bodies, that we need to know, that we need to, whatever it is, take it to Jesus. Ask God for all that it is and forgiveness, to repent, to put your face, your knees, your whole body, just put it on the floor in the name of Jesus. Ask him to cover you and bless you from head to toe, to remove all your ugliness, because believe me, we all do have some parts, but we want to be beautified in the name of Jesus. We want his love and his honor. The God of all, we need to know how to respect the love and the joy of each other, and to praise and respect the word of God more and more. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else on the line that I have remarks, statements, testimony, or encouragement to the apostle? Well, I'm going to give honor to God for the words and the blessings and the acknowledgement. I can just forever, when I go on Blog Talk, when I pick up my Bible, I get that little evil tick in the back of my head. You know, God don't know what you're saying. God don't want you. Come my way. I got what's best for you. He ain't going to do this. I can do it better. But the better you want to do it, the better I'm going to burn in hell. I don't want it. I might talk backwards. I might not say the right words, but I know God and my heavenly and spiritual family understands. I need more of God. I need more wisdom. I need more knowledge. I need more prayer. I need more understanding, but I'm not going to turn away from what I do have. You can't push me away from my God, not my Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I call my big brothers, not my sisters and my brothers in Christ. I know I need more information. I know I need more, but I know I'm not the only one. No matter how much you have, we all need more. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, Apostle-elect, because yet we need more prayer and understanding and wisdom and knowledge to let us know that God is not through, and yet we are not through worshiping and understanding and wanting more and more of our Father. No, I don't, and I don't think I'm by myself. We need the knowledge, the wisdom, and to respect ourselves to know that the Lord has all the love, the honor, and respect in the direction of our lives. All we have to do is ask for it. Wait on God. Don't rush it. Because when you rush it, you're going to miss your stop. It's going to run right on past you. It's like I said, I want to be in that upper room with my Father and the Son and with all my sisters and brothers. I want to be in the good house. As they say, I want to be up there again dancing on the good foot, because there's enough bad feet down here that needs to keep on going past me, because I ain't got that time. I can't talk about my past, but I can talk about now. But I can say, Lord, I do thank you from that ugliness that you have brought me from, and to put me in the light and the beauty, to put us all in the light and the beauty and the praise and the love that you have given us. Because we know if it wasn't for you, Father God, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not be. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And as I said, I can never thank you enough. I cannot love you enough. But Lord, I thank you for loving me and all of my blood family, spiritual family, work family, every living thing that's on this earth that you said, yes, you have today. And to bless the ones that have lost ones in the family. And I want to ask all to pray for my aunties, the family, Mary Alice and the ones that have passed on, to let them understand no matter what it is, don't let the devils trick you. Don't let them be the trickster to say, hey, see, he took her away, but we know who he has taken away is in a better place, a better house, and yet is having a better time dancing and enjoying the Lord's in his house and God's in his presence, to be where, be glorified and happy and with a smile on your face, where you don't have to run from fear. You're going to run to fight for more goodness that the Lord can forever bring you. I just want to ask again, is there anyone on the line that has something to say? The time is now. Apostle, do you have any remarks, any statements, or any more beautiful words to pray out on us today?
Just want to remind everyone. Go ahead. I was going to say, I just want to remind everyone to repent and return back to God. Well, a songwriter wrote a song that said, I love him. I love him. But it also said, because he first loved me. Let's return back to God.
Okay, I just want to say thank you, and thank you, and thank you. And then I want to thank for all the remarks and truthfulness and statements and love and joy that we have shared, for the great Father and Son that is in our life that has brought us more love, wisdom, and knowledge in the ways of this world. I just want to give thanks because God has really blessed me. And I'm sure he has blessed us all. When we woke up this morning, I said, Lord, I thank you. I woke up in the middle of the night, I said, thank you. Lord, I'm thanking you now because I know we are all here through the blessings and the love of you. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. However, you was listening for the ones that had remarks and the ones that wanted to but could not. So however you are listening, I thank you, God, and I ask you, God, to bless you more and more. So that maybe one next time that when we have the service on Sunday morning, Monday night, or Friday night, you will have the time and the chance to let us all know that God is real and he is more real than you can ever imagine. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Sunday morning on Blog Talk Smile 3E. The Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself and Mr. Sheila Kaiser, Mr. Brandon Kaiser, which is every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday nights, which will be on Facebook and also on Blog Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Excuse me, Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, for Iron Sharpen Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Friday nights, which would be on Facebook and Blog Talk, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for it. Yet I know we are here through your blessings and through your say-so and through your love. I want to bless all and to let us know, no matter what you're going through, health-wise, financial, family, work, or even through your own heart, mind, and body, give it up to God. God has us all and will show you the right way, only beautiful way to solve all things. And I want to ask you to continue to listen to us and to forever listen to God through your heart, mind, and soul. And to leave you all with our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God through his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Never forget, God has you more than anyone else. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone have a blessed day, and remember, God is first. Bye.